We're now joined by Andrew Barney Barnett.
Excited.
And his newest show,
Pumped.
Barney Lives, is on at the Enmore Theatre Saturday, 6:45pm, Sunday at 5:45pm, as part of the Sydney Comedy Festival. The show is about one thing. Barney knows how to live. Barney, you're living right here in the studio. How are you, mate?
Mate, it is great to be back. I'm
with
doing great.
With the people.
Yes, with the people.
The real
people. This is the thing. Actually, you two, I actually need some advice from.
Yes.
Because I spent today basically chaperoning. So my 13-year-old son had his little girlfriend over for the day. And
that's so cute.
I was the grown-up in the house. So I basically spent the day running interference to prevent romantic situations.
As you do.
Yeah, you've both been through this.
Not at 13.
13?
I know. It's all pretty innocent. Like, their first date, they started going out, in inverted commas, late last year. Their first date, they went and checked out the new Lego shop in the city.
I can understand that. That's nice.
They're both way into Lego. They both like, they were watching Wednesday, the Netflix series today.
Maybe they've been listening to Matty Johns and the Bed and the Lego, and they're going, what's this Lego? Let's get the benchmark first. What's this Lego all about?
Settled. 13. Yeah, it's a bit.
I'm not talking about
much.
That.
Right, well, I'd like to know where you are. Yes. How would you handle this, though? Like, if there's sort of, yeah, I mean, you've got daughters.
Yeah. Oh, that one's got a boy. We're only new to this ourselves. It's 13. We never dealt with that.
Yeah, I know. It's weird.
So hang on.
Yeah.
Stop. How old is the one with the boyfriend?
Almost 19.
I've been asked this question so many times.
Yes.
Being the mother of three boys.
Yes.
Is she allowed to have him stay over and sleep in the same room?
Yes.
At 19?
That's very progressive.
19. Okay. 19. Yeah.
Well done.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. That's play on.
Ted, if you're listening, don't get any ideas, buddy. You're 13?
Not at 13.
No, not at 13.
Is that something you have to look forward to?
Yeah, I don't.
No. So is this your eldest, is it?
No, this is the youngest.
Oh, the youngest.
Yeah, the 15-year-old. I was trying to get him to run interference because he knows her as well. So I'm thinking, like, get in there and annoy him.
Yeah.
And he's like, nah, Dad, I'm just going to go play guitar.
Are they allowed in the bedroom?
Well, this was the controversy. This is where all the Lego is. He's mad for his Lego. So that was all in the bedroom.
So he's moved the Lego into the bedroom.
Yeah. So before she gets around today, I said, now, just so you know, mate, no going, like, we're not going in the bedrooms.
Yep.
And he goes, what? I cleaned my bedroom for nothing. And so,
well, you've taught him well. I like that. That's
well, I think that's his mum's influence more than mine. But yeah, he was most upset. But then I said, look, you can go and get stuff out, but there's no hanging out in the bedroom.
Right. Yes.
So they were pretty good. But then they were on the my wife's got this. It's called a love seat, but I thought it was a one-person lounge. But evidently, you can fit two people on it.
Oh, yes.
Because that's what they were watching. That's what they were watching Netflix on this afternoon. And he's sneaky too, because he went for a bit of a scary show. So a couple of times I heard her go, "Oh!" And
he's there to save the day.
It's okay, darling. It's all right. It's all right. I'm here with you.
It's all a bit much.
Gee.
I think it's uncomfortable for all partners initially, isn't it? Did you find that, Michelle, when you started meeting them?
Yeah.
My wife's like right into it. Like, she's just, I'm like,
affectionate.
Just, very much over the top and maybe a bit too friendly with it all.
Oh, well, that's funny because I was like that.
Yeah.
And now I'm not really.
No.
Because I didn't get much back. And now he's all over me all the time. And I'm like, whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ooh. Do the role reverse.
Okay. What about your nights, Barney?
Yeah, what about him?
What's happening? Are you red pinning him?
Look, no. Look, the DA is approved. That's
is
what
it?
We're hearing from Newcastle. David Armstrong.
Yes.
He's going to be our saviour. I'm on a group message with Philpy and another Knights fan who's Melbourne based, and Philpy's gone the early call. He says he wins the Dally M from here.
Oh, from here?
From here.
Wow.
Well, Caelan basically did from here last year, didn't he?
Well, it can be done.
Yeah.
Probably a bit further in.
Yes.
Yeah. And if you're going to win the Dally M from, from far back, fullback at Newcastle is the way to do it.
Right.
Did you see the Arj Barker situation? Because we spoke about it on Monday with the A grades, and people were torn. There was a lot of people. It was dead set 50-50, having a crack at Arj, having a crack at the lady. And did you see the lady go on the project?
Yeah. Yeah.
How good was that?
Yeah, do you mind handing the baby off? Not at all.
Yeah.
Not at all. Maybe a day too late on that. But, I've got to be honest. Now, full disclosure, I don't know Arj super well, but we have worked together a couple of times. Yes. I like the guy. Initial thought is, like, I watched his interviews today and I can see how he's antsy. Yes. Because I'd just say this, if anyone thinks that Arj Barker is the problem for progressing women's yes. Issues around the place, he's not. He's not that guy. He's a bit of a hippie from San Francisco, you know. He's an open-minded dude. So I don't think that side of it's probably, yes.
It wasn't a sexist thing.
It wasn't a sexist thing. But he is a guy too.
It was the noise, wasn't it?
Yes. And the thing is, he's a particular guy. You're in a theatre setting. He puts a lot of work into his shows. It's not a lot. It's not like an off the cuff where he's going into the crowd. What do you do? How you doing? Like where he's trying to riff all stuff off. He really prepares a show, and so that's timed out, and it's timed with a rhythm. So I can see how that would have been off putting to a guy like him. Just on the
would that
whole,
bother you?
Probably not as much, but I mean,
she's just lucky it wasn't Jim Jefferies.
Well, this is the thing. Like it's down to that. Like, you know, horses for courses for comedians and what they are willing to take in their shows. Like, it can be off putting when there's something you're not expecting in the crowd. Like babies in particular, because a baby can't be negotiated with.
No.
So if you're mid punchline and something happens and that distracts the audience, it can really affect the whole rhythm.
Yeah, I get that.
So I get where that's coming from. I don't know. Like I actually did a show in Melbourne recently. I was hosting a little showcase show down there during the festival, and I was just backstage, and one of the comedians comes backstage and says to me, like, what the F's going on with that front row?
Oh.
And I was like, I've got no idea what you're talking about, mate. So I have a peek through the curtain and there was 15 kids, and I'm talking youngest maybe 10, oldest maybe 15. This is an 18s plus show.
Yeah.
None of these comedians are prepared for that. So it does change the dynamic completely.
So what do you have to do in that situation? Like, do you just go, well, listen, it is an 18 plus show, so I'm just going to roll out what I did. Or do you know, how do you handle that?
So in that case, I was hosting, so I just went out. I had a bit of a chat with the kids. I said, who's in charge of you lot? the parents.
Just put the parents on show for bringing them into an 18-plus audience. They were just makes
very,
no sense.
Yeah, well, the parents were very quiet. And two, these sneaky parents had sat about six rows back because this wasn't allocated seating. So the kids are like, oh, let's sit in the front row. And the parents are like, good on you. We'll be back here having a beer, thanks. And so they'd separate them. So I had a bit of fun ripping into the parents saying, you know, because I've got kids that age. And I said, my kids have never seen me do comedy because I'm a good dad.
Not that you're not.
Yeah. No. I implied they weren't. But it was funny because there was an actor brought on, and she's London based, but she's Russian. And her name's Olga Koch.
Right.
K-O-C-H.
Yes.
But so I brought her on. And she's sort of a bit flummoxed by these kids. And she's a younger lady. Got quite a pretty lady. So the boys were a bit taken, I think. They're just looking up at her. And she says to one of the boys, maybe 14, 15, she goes, what do you want to hear jokes about? And he said, your last name.
Oh, no.
Thinking he was being funny. Yeah. But Olga's got plenty of jokes about that. So Olga just ripped in. The eyes on these kids, like dinner plates. Like this, there was a 10-year-old just slapping the table,
loving
back
it.
His, am I allowed to hear this? It's fantastic. But the good thing was, I taught. Like I like to impart a bit of knowledge. So I said to one of the kids, they were ripping it. They had lollies galore. So every time I went out, I'd scab a lolly off him. I said to him, this is a lesson for you. This is why it's good to be a grown-up. I said, you can't take lollies off me, but I can take as many as I want to.
That's right. Tell us about the Barney Lives. So this is the Enmore Theatre, Saturday 6:45, Sunday at 5:45, as part of the Sydney Comedy Festival. What can we expect for this, Barney?
Mate, this is, this show is actually, Barney Lives is the title I settled on. My original title I wanted to, because this is a bit of a mishmash of like some of the older material, some of the newer material. I hate to name drop another radio station, but you know WSFM.
Yes.
You ever
yes.
stuck on the FM dial and you can't get your AM? Yes.
Get your ghoulies?
Yeah, that one. Yeah, so their thing is, their slogan is good times and great classic hits, which is how I'm approaching this show. There's some classic hits and there's a few good times, newer good times. So it's a bit of a mix. So I was thinking, you know, why not call it, you know, it's different eras of my writing. So I thought the Eras Tour.
Oh, perfect.
Barney's version.
Yeah.
Apparently the lawyers said no. You can't have that. It's too similar to some US lady singer who was out here. Apparently did a version similar. My next show, the Tortured Comedians department's going to really. Really rock though. But I can promise. So it is called Barney Lives, because I was a bit annoyed with that, but I can tell you guys, I brought these in for you. I am the only comedian handing out these nice beaded, look at these handmade
little
friendship bracelets. They're all got different things. This one's for you, Michelle. This says Fearless, because that's how you report.
Fearless in your reporting.
What have I got?
You've got Speak Now, because that's basically what Mark looks at you, points and says,
right.
Speak Now.
Speak Now. Thank you, Barney.
And also, you're going to have Folklore as well, mate. Look at that.
Perfect.
You love it.
I love
a bit of folklore.
Absolutely.
And then I've got this one for Mark. It just says red. big
the
red
big
through there.
The tourist.
Big red. Yeah, so it's, basically, I'm just encouraging people to come on. It's basically me talking about basically whatever's on my mind in the last few years.
Are you quite impromptu? You said Arch Barker's quite organised. Have you pretty much got a set in your head?
I've got, so I'll have a set in my head, but I'm a bit more, The wanky arty term I use is I like to ground myself in the room, right. Which just means to wake myself up, I have a chat to the audience. So
gotcha.
I've got a lot of like material I want to get to, but I enjoy going to when I'm going to a topic, I'm going to talk about, you know, having teenage boys, I'll ask the audience, has anyone got teenage boys? What's their experience like? And then I'll do my jokes.
Yeah.
And you look for the commonalities with the audience so they hopefully can buy into what you're talking about.
Yes.
There's nothing worse than, has anyone here got teenagers? And you look around, they're
all
like 22. Like, oh, let me tell you a thing or two, kids.
That's right.
So, a bit impromptu, but yeah, it's not all just off the cuff, but there's a bit of a magic trick to that. Like, you know, you see these guys, he just makes it all up the top of his head. You know, see the same show three times and you'll notice.
You've let them down the path a little bit.
Exactly.
A little short ball for yourself.
That's exactly right.
Yeah, very good. Very good. Who else you been watching comedian-wise lately?
Mate,
Who's the big fella on Netflix recently? I'd never heard of him.
Shane Gillis.
Shane Gillis.
Yes, quite good, Shane Gillis. Yeah. So he's an interesting story in that he was sort of just a... not struggling, but, you know, no low-profile comedian in the States. He got cast on Saturday Night Live.
Oh, wow.
And then in the week he was announced to be on Saturday Night Live, someone dug up audio of him on his podcast from a few years before, and he did an Asian accent there. And basically they cancelled him. Saturday Night Live had to sack him.
Oh, really?
Oh, no.
And then he went from there and became a, you know, sort of built his stand-up profile that sort of, in a way, the news around that made people have a look at his comedy, and he's a very, very good comedian. He's also got a really good, sketch show coming out on Netflix, or a scripted show coming out on Netflix too, because he's got a great YouTube channel called Gillian Keeves, which is all sketches, which not suitable for the kids.
No.
don't take a baby to that, but...
Right.
Yeah, it's all very good, that
Express.
Stuff.
What about the, Jimmy Fallon, Jimmy Kimmel. Have you seen do you like his stuff, Jimmy Kimmel?
Jimmy Kimmel, the late night.
Yeah, the late night guy, and he's taking on Trump at the moment.
Yeah, I do like him. Yeah. I do like that he gets into that. You do see, he took on Ted Cruz, maybe 2 years ago in a one-on-one basketball game. Basically, he was ripping into Ted Cruz about all different stuff. Ted Cruz said, I could take you in a basketball. He's like, yeah, you're a sloth, whatever. And Ted Cruz, turns out, can play.
Oh, really?
And beat him.
Oh, did he?
So, yeah.
I do remember saying something. Much to my family's disgust, they can't, the women in my family, I'm just the biggest Jim Jefferies fan.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, Jim Jefferies is great. Jim Jefferies
is take it all in the right way,
Is he sober now? Yeah,
Yes, I believe he is. Yeah. He's off the grog. I mean,
I'd hate to see him under the influence.
Yeah, well, he had a special that sort of broke him. One of his big breaks was he got punched on stage in London.
Oh, that worked for him.
I do know
that worked for him because then he had a special. I think came out after that called Alcoholicost, which was his drinking period. But yeah, now he's not so much a drinker now.
So what's happened here, there's a leak on the wall at a charity in Melbourne. Barney, what's happened there?
Oh, homeless. Yeah. So I was down in Melbourne, right? Everyone talks about the laneway culture, right? So I'm on the lookout for it. So my first day, I'm just walking past this laneway. I'm like, look at that. I couldn't work out if it's an art installation or just a homeless guy taking a leak on the wall of a charity that's promising to end poverty.
Oh, no.
So I can show you the photo. It's absolutely, and I don't know, maybe Mark can put it up on the socials later. It's absolutely like poetry in motion, this bloke. He's just leaning there. There he is. So the Brotherhood of St. Lawrence, working for Australia Free of Poverty, and there's our homeless mate.
Slashing all over it.
Just taking a little, taking a leak. And I don't know, is that installation, because this is Melbourne, right? In Sydney, I just go, that's just a homeless bloke.
Yeah.
In Melbourne, I'm like, that could be an art installation. Who knows? Maybe I don't understand the culture down there.
It is clever how they've done that. Barney, so these tickets, right? Emore Theatre.
Yep.
6:45 Saturday. 5:45 Sunday. It's part of the Sydney Comedy Festival. How do people get involved? Where do they get the tickets from?
They can get it from sydneycomedyfestival.com.au or if you go to my Instagram, Andrew Barnett Comedy, you can, if you hit the link tree there, there's the link to the tickets in my bio there, which would be handy because I do need more followers online. So yeah. Andrew Barnett Comedy on Instagram, get around it.
Can I ask you, are these Taylor Swift inspired?
Taylor Swift inspired.
Yeah, the eras.
No. Yeah, well, that's what I'm asking.
Yes.
She's not doing that as well, is she?
She is. Can you believe that?
This woman keeps copying everything I do.
That's right.
This is ridiculous. But yeah, if you want to make a bracelet, come along. I'll have the bracelets. I've got a few.
Fearless.
I have an 11-year-old, because people ask, you know, is he using child labour? Of course I'm using child labour. Do you have any idea how
You're
cheap
an honest
it is?
Man. No.
Yeah. I've literally got my my 11-year-old niece making them all for me. She's agreed to do as many as she can for $50.
Wow.
She's been working almost a week.
Wow.
Do you know an adult that would work a week for $50?
No.
She thinks it's a great deal.
You
too.
Need to open up a store at the markets on Sunday.
That's it. So, well, this is the thing. Everyone downplays child labour, but I'm all about it. Like, if they're going to do that, I've even got my 15-year-old.
$50.
My 15-year-old has written and recorded my walk-on music.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Do you change that up or is it always the same?
I tend to change it up. Up until the last couple of years, I've been walking on to Running Down a Dream by Tom Petty, which has got a great drive.
Yeah.
But this year, my son he's messing around with the guitar and stuff. And I thought, you know what? I've paid for the equipment. I've paid for the lessons. Time to get something back out of this. So,
well, I like that, though. That's special.
Yeah, yeah. He's mixed it all for me. So, and he's finished it this morning.
Oh, it's on debut on Saturday.
Yes, on debut on Saturday.
Oh,
so,
excellent.
That'll be all good to hear too. But yeah. this is what I mean. Child labour. I think we're missing a trick. Why not?
I have to look into this.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, you've got plenty too, haven't you, Michelle? And a grandchild now.
Yes,
so
yes.
There you go. Barney, well done. What are you expecting for your nights this week? Are you back in business?
Mate, you know what? I think I'm going to be positive.
Yeah.
You know me. I'm eternally positive.
Yeah.
That's my thing. I think we're back in business. I think we're going to have a good win. I think DA comes on. He has a blinder. It's going to be one of those debuts. I'm going to send him. I've got one of these that says debut.
Yes.
I'll send it to him. But I think this is going to be one of those debuts we talk about for years and years to come.
I hope so.
Every rugby league fan has to have something to say about Dale Finucane.
Oh, mate, wasn't he? He's one of those genuine nice guys of rugby league. Like, I've never met anyone who had a bad thing to say about him, never heard anyone who didn't go, oh, he's a lovely bloke. He's like, everyone respects him. Hard man, plays the game in the right spirit. And you like, on the field, you wouldn't want to go
mess
anywhere.
With him.
Yeah,
no.
You wouldn't want to mess with him. But also, one of the just proper gentlemen. I actually bumped into Magic Round last year. I was on the plane. Back from Brisbane with the Cronulla Sharks, and I saw Dale and had a polite hello, and I actually sat next to Braden Hamlin-Ueli.
Oh, you did,
that day on the plane, and he taught me a trick where you you can use the sick bag and your mobile phone.
I copied that when you told me last.
Yeah,
I've done it
to create the stand that came from from the Cronulla Sharks.
I'm on a flight at least twice a week. What are we doing?
So you take the cover off.
Yep. Take the cover off.
Barney
your phone.
Taught me this. Who Hamlin Ueli taught him that.
Right.
Yeah. You take the cover off your phone.
Yep.
You fold up the sick bag. You put the sick bag there. You jam the cover back on so the sick bag holds it, and then you use the top of the sick bag to jam into the seat.
And it just sits there at eye level.
Yeah. Right. Well, they're very perfect. Clever.
That's a Cronulla Sharks trick. They yes. Braden Hamlin and Ueli showed me, and the boys seem to be all across it.
I call it a Barney trick because you've given it to me, and then you could do the same, Michelle. Yeah. Hey, just before you go, the Hetherington Reed Marnie situation. What do you think of that?
You know what? I know it's not a great look for the game. But as as a Newcastle fan,
yeah.
I got to say that's vintage. You know what? We've just come out of the brewery.
Yeah,
let's go, son. Let's go. Like that reminded me of being 19 and student nights in town in Newcastle. Like, yeah, I've seen that bounce.
Yes,
it's a familiar bounce around Newcastle.
You've seen the bounce, Barney. Thank you very much, Andrew Barney Barnett. The show is Barney Lives. The Enmore Theatre, Saturday, 6:45 p.m., Sunday at 5:45 p.m. And just one last plug for how to get the tickets again.
Yep, just hit sydneycomedyfestival.com.au. The Comedy Festival's on for the month. Plenty of good shows, even if you don't get to mine. But get to mine, and then I'll tell you about the other good shows. or my Instagram, Andrew Barnett Comedy. It's the details are all in the bio there.
And we might try and pinch some tickets for Thursday,
yes,
Michelle.
Yes, definitely.
And breastfeeding mothers welcome.
Breastfeeding mothers, it is the most right. breastfeeding-friendly show is on it? The festival. I can guarantee that.
Oh, wouldn't that be good just to send a whole, like just get 10
you
or 20 people.
PR
oh,
stunt for
yeah,
you.
There you go.
You want to see me stunned for just absolutely no words.
That's it. Good on you, Barney. All the best, mate. Thank you very much.
Thanks,
we appreciate
mate.
That. The great Barney, who Enmore Theatre, you can catch him Saturday, 6:45, Sunday at 5:45 p.m.